Welcome to the Challenges in Vending Technology podcast. This is Elliot Maris, the editor of Automatic Merchandiser magazine. This will be the second in a series of podcast interviews focusing on vending technology. Many technology products have been introduced to improve benefits to vending customers and at the same time improve efficiencies for vending operators. Oftentimes, operators question the claims that providers make. Today, we have Dominic Finelli, co-owner of Custom Vending Incorporated in Silver Spring, Maryland, one of the leading independents in the Baltimore, Maryland market. The first interview addressed pre-kitting in the warehouse. Dominic, you raised the question, what about an out-of-order situation? What will that do to par levels in managing the machine? Some say that remote monitoring will alert you to sufficiently adjust the machines to par level. Do you not recognize the benefits of remote machine monitoring?
I do. However, the machine will only alert you if you have real-time technology. I mean, the machine will only, if you have a cellular telephone system on that machine, that's when it'll alert you. Otherwise, it'll only tell you that when the driver goes there and he fills in and or someone calls you. The thing about the par levels, if you're basing the pre-kitting on the last five or six services on the average, and if the machine is out of order for a day or have too many products in the machine or something like that, what happens to that pre-kitting? Does it jumble up the average for your next pre-kitting order? And does it increase it, decreases it, and is it fair to say that you go back to the machine and leaving empty columns, or you go back to the machine and you have too much product to put in there?
I think that some of these providers would say that if you have remote machine monitoring, that it will automatically compile a report and give you an idea what the par level should be.
For the next average,
mm-hmm.
Not for the time that you're servicing it that day.
Not
what
for the next service.
Yeah, what does that do to that if the route driver is bringing a pre-kitted box to fill that machine and he has extra product or he has not enough product?
Okay, so there are a series of tasks that have to be done once that par level is determined.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, again, I think that raises some good questions. And again, we are going to be asking the technology providers out there who are listening to this to offer some kind of a response to this point. At this point, that concludes the second of our podcasts on vending technology.